Greetings. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel. Do you remember the soundtrack, I'll Fly Away, from the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Do you ever just want to leave this crazy earth behind? Well, Psalm 24 is a help to us in multiple ways. I'm reading Eugene Peterson's Message version. God claims earth and everything in it. God claims world and all who live on it. He built it on ocean foundations, laid it out on river girders. Psalm 24 begins by reminding us that this is the Lord's world. This is our Father's world. God not only created the world in which we live, He continues to maintain it. There is an order, a steadiness that we can depend upon because of who God is. God is no two-bit deity. And He also is not disconnected from our world as though He wound up the world and then is just sitting back and watching it spin. Sure, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. Lots of horrible things. Actually, that's always been the case. We're just better informed, which is not an altogether a good thing. Psalm 24 reminds us that this is our Father's world. That though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet. And then the psalm tells us that the desire to fly away from this world is not a bad thing. Verses 3 and 4, who can climb Mount God? Who can scale the holy north face? Only the clean-handed, only the pure-hearted, men who won't cheat, women who won't seduce. Our cosmic ruler shows that He who is high above us is approachable to those with clean hands, whose deeds are good, whose hearts are pure, that means devoted to Him, to men and women who are not out for themselves. And if we're honest, when we look in the mirror, that creates a problem, doesn't it? Wonderfully, this psalm doesn't leave us in the lurch. Verses 5 and 6. God is at their side. With God's help, they make it. This, Jacob, is what happens to God seekers, God questers. Are you seeking God? Have you made it your life's quest to know the One who created you, who gave you meaning and value, who gives meaning to the entire universe, but especially wants you, because you're made in His image, to seek after Him, to wrestle with Him, like Jacob did, until you get that blessing? The revelation of God's greatness, His power and majesty are not told to us to discourage us. Yes, we're messed up, and we fall far short of what we should be. This psalm is telling us, okay, don't be nonchalant and casual in your seeking after God. In fact, that is the clear point in the final verses, which are like your alarm clock going off. Verse 7, wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God, armed and battle ready. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God of the angel armies. He is King Glory. We're approaching Palm Sunday, when the people of Jerusalem celebrated the arrival of Jesus, and they threw down palm branches and said, Hosanna! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Our glorious King Jesus was coming to Jerusalem to conquer, though probably not like folks expected. Maybe you remember the film Braveheart. There's that scene where William Wallace's men ask Wallace what he's going to do about the English. And Wallace says, I'm going to pick a fight, and rides right into the enemy's ranks. Well, King Jesus came to Jerusalem to pick a fight He planned to lose. And I'm sure the cheering people did not expect this king to be hanging on a cross at the end of the week, and His body then laid in a tomb. Yet this is how Jesus came to conquer and to defeat our true enemies, sin, death, and the devil. It is by waking up to this greatest of all gifts, pledging allegiance to this King Jesus, the King of Glory, that we begin our ascent to God. We may have in mind a picture of Jesus, meek and mild, and He certainly is that for all who turn to Him. But He is also a warrior king who ascended to heaven in triumph. So let's not be sleepy, my friend. And let's prepare our hearts to make Him room as He prepares a place for us in glory. Remember who you are and who you belong to.